This week, Senator John McCain pulled off a feat of political triangulation by giving the same graduation speech to a conservative religious institution, an Ivy League school, and a liberal New York university. The senator got a warm reception at Liberty University in Virginia, faced a few protesters at Columbia, and yesterday at the New School University in Manhattan. NPR's Robert Smith has that story.
Ah, the traditions of graduation, the ceremony, the names,
Denise Walsh,
and of course the heckling of the commencement speaker.
I supported the decision to go to war in Iraq. Many Americans did not.
The voice is Senator John McCain's, and the boos are a good portion of the 2006 graduating class of the New School University. For weeks, students at this progressive institution in Greenwich Village have been protesting the choice of a pro-Iraq war, anti-abortion Republican as their commencement speaker. They gathered more than 1,000 signatures on a petition to get him disinvited. McCain, for his part, seemed resigned to the controversy. Most of his speech was devoted to championing the right of protest and the value of civil discourse.
So let us argue with each other then. By all means, let us argue. Our differences are not petty. They often involve cherished beliefs. Let us defend those beliefs. Let's do so sincerely and strenuously.
But the message didn't exactly capture the audience. Dozens of graduates turned their backs on McCain as he spoke. Others held up orange signs that said, "Our commencement is not your platform." As the speech went on, the taunting escalated. One man shouted, "Go home." Another yelled at the politician that they were graduating, not voting.
We have nothing to fear from each other. We are arguing over the means to better secure our freedom.
The scene was not what the president of the New School, former Nebraska Senator Bob Kerry, had imagined when he invited McCain to speak. Kerry said he picked the Arizona senator because he was one of the most important leaders in the world and could bring some visibility to the school. There was clearly something in it for McCain, too. When he was challenged about his decision to speak at Jerry Falwell's Liberty University, McCain bragged that he was speaking at the liberal New School also. This political balancing act didn't go over well in New York. Some of the graduates of the New School said they felt like they were props in a future presidential campaign. Jean Sarah Rowe, a music school graduate, tossed out the speech she was going to give at commencement and instead addressed McCain.
The senator does not reflect the ideals upon which this university was founded. Not only this, but his invitation was a top-down decision that did not take into account the desires and interests of the student body on an occasion that is supposed to honor us above all and to commemorate our achievements.
When McCain finished speaking, he received a standing ovation from a handful of parents in the audience, while many of their sons and daughters jeered. Then an embarrassed Bob Kerry took the protesting students to task.
There will come a time in your life when the question occurs, will you stand, not heckling from an audience where no bravery is required, but will you stand and say what you believe? Will you know that heckling and laughter and boos will arrive?
After the hat tossing and thousands of pictures, some of the less political members of the New School's graduating class were left to wonder what happened. Evan Pinto, a liberal arts major, says he felt like his graduation ceremony was hijacked.
You know, I just spent the last 3 years of my life sitting at my desk doing homework, and I wanted some recognition for that. I didn't want to have to listen to somebody think about what he thinks the world needs to do. I put a lot of solo, isolated work into myself the last 3 years, and I want recognition for that.
Instead, his graduation somehow turned into a political debate. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.